Good day. I am going to be reading the February 13th, 2025 edition of the Iroquois Times-Republic. The headline article is titled, The Dedication Plan for Watsika Gold Star Family's Memorial Monument. The date has been set. The event is planned for 1 p.m. April 26th at Legion Park. Fundraising has taken place for several months. A groundbreaking was scheduled in Legion Park in September of 2023. There's a local committee working on the project, and the group is working through the Woody Williams Foundation, which helps to establish the memorial monuments throughout the country. The local committee is made up of Tammy Allen, a Gold Star mother, Chris Hemp, a Gold Star mother, Eric West, Janet Doyle, with honorary board members Scott Allen and Alusha Marshall. The Woody Williams Foundation is a 501c3 that pursues specific endeavors and goals through the vision of Medal of Honor recipient Herschel Woody Williams. The foundation encourages, with the assistance of the American public and community leaders, establishing permanent Gold Star family memorial monuments in communities throughout the United States, conducting Gold Star families outreach across the country, and providing living legacy scholarships to eligible Gold Star family members. The next article is a look back and a look ahead. The editor states, the Times-Republic traditionally asks some key area officials questions about how the previous year went and what they see for the future. This is one of several stories appearing in the next few weeks. They all were asked the same questions. This week is from Iroquois County Economic Development Director Angel Crawford. The question first proposed to her, what would you say is the greatest accomplishment of 2024 for the Iroquois Economic Development Association and why? Every year, we strive to help businesses and communities throughout Iroquois County. Two accomplishments that made 2024 successful for our organization are internal IEDA strategic plan, which is to help our organization plan future initiatives. We created an internal strategic plan. The plan focuses on implementing an outreach program to promote our vast corn and soybean production with existing agribusiness. The second focus is to implement a plan to coordinate career technical education with Iroquois County schools and businesses, including area colleges and other workforce enhancement resources. The third focus is to create a business retention, expansion, and recruitment plan with existing community businesses, Iroquois County cities, towns, and villages to help improve relationships and create partnerships with IEDA. And the fourth focus is to promote Iroquois County's quality of life attributes by focusing on affordable housing and promoting local businesses to attract additional workforce entrepreneurs, including remote workers, to live and work in Iroquois County. The DCEO Community Navigator Program is to provide outreach of helpful information from state and federal programs to help businesses and communities in Iroquois County. And the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity Community Navigator Program operated as a hub-spoke model. This program allowed the Champaign County Economic Development Corporation to become the grant recipient. IEDA was able to work in conjunction and participate as that organization generated funding to help out our nonprofit organization. Second question. What is the biggest challenge facing Iroquois County in 2025? As we know, being a rural county, we face numerous challenges. The one thing we all can do is shop local to help keep our money here. Remember, when money recirculates here at locally owned businesses, estimates say that for every $100 spent at a non-local business, $57 of that leaves your community. For every $100 spent Locally, only $27 leaves. Your money helps support programs, safety, and administration services for the whole county. Your money helps support our communities and the local economy. You help create local jobs. You help the environment and save money on fuel. You conserve your tax dollars. What was another highlight for the Iroquois County economy in 2024? Another highlight was seeing existing businesses expanding and new companies being created in Iroquois County. The hospital has added cardiology services, gynecology services, urology services, licensed social workers, a hyperbaric chamber unit for wound care, a swing bed program with the nursing home, a transport ambulance, and critical access. The hospital is working with St. Mary's Hospital and OSF Healthcare to assist with specialists and is working on future plans for obstetric services, continuing to hire additional employees to cover those areas. Alliance Polysax opened its $15 million state-of-the-art facility in October 2024 in Watsika, where they manufacture woven, recyclable polypropylene bags primarily used in the cement industry. These bags can be used to store a variety of commodities such as rice, wheat, sugar, pet foods, fertilizer, and chemicals. At the Watsika facility, Alliance Polysax can manufacture 10 million bags per month, and at their India facility, they can produce 30 million bags per month. With the plant just opening, they have 10 employees and have plans to expand to full capacity in 24 to 36 months to hire 75 more employees. Incobrosa Industries, I might be pronouncing that wrong, it's spelled I-N-C-O-B-R-A-S-A, Industries, $250 million business expansion in Gilman, continues to provide 200-plus jobs internally while creating new job opportunities for local construction businesses and local residents. Incobrosa's facility produces crude soybean oil and further processes it into biodiesel and vegetable oil with byproducts of soybean meal and hull pellets for poultry and livestock feed. Their current capacity processes 3,500 tons of soybeans a day, and with the new expansion, capacity has the potential to increase to 8,000 and workforce to 250. They are forecasting the completion of the initial phase of this expansion in 12 months to hire 25 employees. The additional workforce will be added in the coming years as the production ramps up to full capacity. Next question, what are some of the major projects for IEDA in 2025? As we've previously announced, we are part of the Regional Rural Workforce Network collaboration facilitated by Dr. Justin Arnold with East Central Illinois WorkNet in Champaign. That includes Iroquois, Douglas, Ford, Champaign, and Piatt County, and are planning an economic summit event in 2025 with Eastern Illinois Economic Development Authority board members serving multiple Illinois counties. In September, we will host a mayor and board members breakfast featuring the Illinois Institute of Rural Affairs. IIRA will give a hands-on mapping, which is management and planning programs, involving non-metropolitan groups. This presentation will allow mayors and board members to be immersed in an interactive session to learn exciting ways to bring together community goals and action plans to create future success. This mapping program has been conducted in 146 rural Illinois communities in 64 counties. In the past, three Iroquois County towns, Sheldon, Crescent City, and Watsika, have participated in this program. We want more communities to learn about the program and help grow their town. The next question is, what would you most like the public to know about IEDA? We are a multifaceted organization that assists Iroquois County businesses and communities by prioritizing local, state, and federal programs through innovation and new ideas to help create jobs, improve business development, and help enhance a better quality of life. What can residents, local leaders, business leaders, and others do to help? We are here to grow businesses and communities in Iroquois County. Even though we've connected with numerous businesses throughout the county, we still have more to go. Please share our information with your communities and follow us on Facebook. Let us know how we can help. There's an announcement on the front page. Don Grant is appointed to Iroquois County Board in District 1. He fills a vacant District 1 seat. John Grant was approved by the board to fill the seat left open October 2nd when Michael McTaggart resigned. Mr. Grant will serve in that position until November 30th, 2026, when he will have to run for that seat. Grant was approved by the board and given the oath of office by Iroquois County Clerk Brianne Suver at the February 11th meeting. He then participated in that board meeting. Board Chairman Paul Ducat said that Grant will serve on the Tax and Health Committees. The board approved several other appointments, including Dr. Rodney Alford of Watsika as a member of the Iroquois County Mental Health Board, Tiffany Lynch of Watsika as a member of the Iroquois County Mental Health Board, Matt Rudnick of Watsika as a member of the Iroquois County Mental Health Board, Gerald Jed Whitlow Gilman as a member of the Iroquois County Mental Health Board, Jacqueline Yu of Sheldon as a member of the Iroquois County Public Health Department Board of Health, Jacqueline Lehman of Watsika as a member of the Iroquois County Sheriff's Merit Commission. A meeting announcement. Ford Iroquois Farm Bureau has planned viewpoint meetings. The meetings will be 7:30 a.m. for breakfast with discussion to follow. Members are invited to attend for the free breakfast and discussion. Inca Brasa Industries will be giving an update on the expansion program. Future meetings are March 4th, 5th, and 7th. Article titled Family First, Soldier First, Leader Retires from Illinois Army National Guard. Sergeant Major Chad Bell of Morton, described as a family first, soldier first leader of the 404th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade's Operations Sergeant Major and Chief Operations Sergeant, retired after more than 26 years of service in the Illinois Army National Guard during a ceremony at the barn at Bull Run Park in Morton on January 31st. Brigadier General Lenny Williams, Assistant Adjutant General Army and Commander of the Illinois Army National Guard, said, "None of us who wear the uniform could do this without the support structure of family, friends, and community. It takes a village to support soldiers so they can do what they love. Thank you to Tiffany and your children for your support. You can be proud of the service and accomplishments of one of the finest non-commissioned officers I have served with." Mr. Bell enlisted in the Army National Guard in 98 as a motor transport operator serving with the 1544th Transportation Company in Paris. Williams, who has served with Bell for about 20 years, said he can personally attest to the accolades and leadership qualities Bell has demonstrated throughout his career. "We cannot do this career as an officer without the support of our senior non-commissioned officers. Great senior NCOs willingly provide candor, and great officers have the humility and fortitude to accept it. Chad has always provided candor to me over the years, even when I didn't seek it out. Smart officers surround themselves with these kind of senior NCOs, and he embodied every part of that. I've seen it, witnessed it, and benefited from it." Williams said his watchwords are respect, credibility, and legacy. Earn the respect of those we lead. Ask yourself, do you have the credibility with your subordinates, peers, and superiors? And lastly, ask yourself what your legacy will be. "Chad, those who served with you respect you immensely, which has earned you credibility at all levels of the organization and ensured your legacy will live on through the soldiers you led and mentored. I always say, get the people part right in all you do. You've done that throughout your entire career. You're going to be fantastic in your next chapter." Bell said, "This past week is hard for me. It's the final week of my military career. Sometime this past week it hit me that it's hard to believe. What will it be like? How did I get this far, and what will I do now?" He, along with his wife, owns Blue Jays Daycare Center in Morton, and he said he's been asked what he'll do with his free time. Owning a business and raising six kids hardly provides much free time. It takes time to take a knee, slow down, and focus on my family. It's time to be home every night and every weekend. It's time to be present. My definition of fun is doing something with our children. He went on to thank his family. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for starting my career. I don't know where I'd be if I didn't join the Army. I'm blessed to have supportive parents. You've stuck with me through good and bad times. I wasn't always easy to deal with, especially as a teenager. He also thanked his wife, Tiffany, and sons, Jordan, Jackson, Jetter, Justice, and daughters, Aubrey and Drew-Ann. I always thought no one worked harder than me until we had our sixth child. I quickly learned my wife Tiffany works harder than I do. She runs our daycare center, manages our home, ensures our kids are taken care of each day. She does it all, which is not easy with six growing children. You're an amazing person, mother, and the best wife a man could ask for. To my children, you're special to me, and I'm so grateful God gave you all to me. I love watching you grow and learn and witness each of you growing in your unique personality. Bell deployed in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom 2 from 03 to 05 with the 1,544th Transportation Company, and again in support of Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan 2008 to 09. He thanked his transportation company family and said he'll always remember the fallen soldiers from that organization. We went to Iraq together. We went to hell together. Less than 24 hours into my first deployment to Iraq, we lost a soldier struck by shrapnel from a mortar round on his way back to the barracks after breakfast. That day changed our lives forever. The 1544th lost 5 soldiers that deployment, and 36 soldiers received a Purple Heart. During every moment of silence we observe, I remember those 5 soldiers. Sergeant Phipps, Specialist Ridlin, Specialist Lamb, Sergeant Morrison, and Specialist Covey. I will never forget them. Chad is the son of Carrie and Trudy Bell from Watsika and Sue Miller. His other Watsika relatives include grandmother Sue Bell, brother Craig Bell, aunt Debbie Foreman, and uncle Jeff Bell. An announcement from State Senator Chris Balkema, Republican of Chanahan, is starting his first year in the Illinois Senate, has been appointed to committees that align with his passion for supporting Illinois families and communities. His committee assignments include agriculture appropriations, education, behavior and mental health, labor, pensions, and revenue, according to information from his office. These committees give me the opportunity to work on issues I care deeply about, like driving cost reduction, reducing property taxes, supporting agriculture, improving education, and addressing mental health, said the senator. I'm ready to work to get to work and deliver real results for our district. Senator Balkema looks forward to collaborating with colleagues and constituents to strengthen Illinois through policies that reflect the values of his district and create a brighter future for all. An announcement from Rantoul that the Half Century of Progress Farm Show today announced it's reached an agreement with the Rantoul National Aviation Center to host the organization's next 3 shows planned for 2025, 27, and 29. According to information from the show organizers, the premier working vintage farm show in the U.S., the Half Century of Progress Show, is the weekend before the Decatur Farm Progress Show and has made the Rantoul National Aviation Center home since 2005. Scott Eisenhower, village administrator for Rantoul, said the Half Century of Progress Show has been a tremendous partnership and a terrific asset to the Rantoul community because it continues to grow show after show. As the village of Rantoul continues to establish itself as a destination location with a number of attractions, adding this show until 2029 does nothing but continue to solidify our readiness, ability to carry, and desire for large tourism-driven events. We're very excited to come back to the Rantoul National Aviation Center once again, said Russell Burr, co-chair of the biennial event. The size of the Rantoul National Aviation Center is perfect for our event, so there is not a better place for visitors to come experience vintage farm equipment in action. Plus, it's an easy drive to Decatur for visitors who want to see the Farm Progress Show the following weekend. The 2025 show, which is scheduled for August 21st to 24th, will highlight several different equipment and tractor brands and sizes, including a celebration of 100 years of Caterpillar, and will feature the traditional daily tractor pulls. As it always does, the show will feature the largest flying American flag in the U.S. Derek Harms, Half Century Progress co-chair, said, visitors to the 2025 show are invited to come feel the earth move, that is the theme, as they check out vintage bulldozers, crawlers, and plows. As we always do, show organizers will have plenty of opportunities for visitors to see demonstrations and exhibitions of vintage equipment as they connect with fellow vintage equipment lovers. Announcement that there is a Red Cross blood drive going to be conducted for Beaverville and Martinton March 13th. The drive will be at St. Mary's Parish Hall in Beaverville from 2 to 6 p.m. People may be eligible to donate if they are 16. People may be eligible to donate if they last donated on or before January 16th. The obituaries today include Lois Elaine Sprague O'Neill Alexander Little. That's all one name. Last name is spelled L-Y-T-L-E. Age 96, of Carmel, Indiana, passed into eternal rest on February 9th, 2025. Funeral services were held Wednesday, February 12th at Milford United Methodist Church, and burial followed. In lieu of flowers, those wishing to honor the life of Lois may do so by making a donation in her name to the Preacher's Aid Society and Benefit in Springfield, Illinois, or by doing something in service of others. Arrangements were managed by the Knapp Funeral Home in Watsika. Rodney L. Daniels, 73 years of age, of Brook, Indiana, passed away Sunday, February 9th. Visitation will be Saturday, February 15th, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Bear Funeral Home in Watsika. Burial will follow at GAR Cemetery in Watsika. Memorials may be made to donor's choice. An announcement from the Kankakee Area Metropolitan Enforcement Group agents that, assisted by the United States Marshal Service, Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Kankakee Police Department, Manteno Police Department, Kankakee County Sheriff's Office, Kankakee County Corrections, Tri-County Auto Theft Task Force, and the Kankakee County State's Attorney's Office, those groups conducted a warrant sweep based on KAMEG investigation. In a news release, announcement was made that the warrant sweep resulted in arrests of Kelvin Taylor of Kankakee, Carl Springer of Kankakee, Leonella Varela of Kankakee, Roy Ferguson of Kankakee, Brian Collins of Kankakee, and Victor Perez Garcia of Kankakee. And the final was LaShawn Sims of Kankakee. An announcement out of Springfield, the Illinois Department of Agriculture is issuing a 30-day suspension effective February 11th on the exhibition or sale of poultry at swap meets, exhibitions, flea markets, and auction markets in response to the ongoing threat of H5N1 avian flu. The move is intended to reduce and prevent the spread of the disease, which has been detected in commercial and backyard flocks in Illinois. Dr. Mark Ernst, IDOA state veterinarian, stated that prevention is our most effective tool to mitigate the spread of avian flu by being proactive in biosecurity and limiting poultry movement and exposure. We are protecting the public as well as the poultry industry. Avian flu is caused by the influenza type A virus, which can infect poultry such as chickens, turkeys, pheasants, quail, domestic ducks, geese, and guinea fowl, and wild birds, especially waterfowl. Avian flu virus strains are extremely infectious, often fatal to chickens, and can spread rapidly from flock to flock. Poultry flock owners, managers, and veterinarians should report any unusual findings in domestic poultry, such as increase in mortality, decrease in water consumption, decrease in egg production, or respiratory signs, including coughing and sneezing, immediately to IDOA at 217-782-4944 or the United States Department of Agriculture. Everyone is reminded not to handle or attempt to capture wild waterfowl or other birds displaying signs of illness. Due to risk of infection to other animals, cats, dogs, and other pets should be kept away from the carcasses of birds that may have died from avian flu. The Illinois Department of Public Health strongly supports this precautionary move by the Department of Agriculture to reduce the spread of H5N1 avian flu, said the Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Samir Vora. At this point, Illinois has had no known human cases, and while the risk to the general population remains low, this action by IDOA will improve our preparedness by reducing the chance that a person comes in close contact with an infected bird or animal. IDPH continues to monitor human exposures very closely. We are committed to using every tool at our disposal to enhance our preparation, communication, and education to help combat H5N1. While avian flu has also been detected in dairy cattle, no cases have been confirmed in Illinois to date. Cattle generally have much lower mortality rates than poultry and usually recover from the disease. For more information regarding avian flu, visit the USDA website. A brief article about heart health. It is important to know four core factors. Maintain a healthy blood pressure. Manage cholesterol levels. Maintain a healthy weight as determined by body mass index. And prevent elevated blood sugar. Riverside Healthcare has an announcement that they are offering during February, celebrating Heart Health Month, free CT heart scans with a referral from a Riverside Medical Group provider. This heart scan, if you are 35 years older, have at least two of the following risk factors, as mentioned above, or if you are a male over the age of 45 or a female over 55 and you have one of the following: family history of heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, physically inactive, diabetes, or obesity. Contact Riverside for further information at 815-935-7531 to learn more information about the CT heart scan. The Watsika Library would like you to stop in during the month of February. They are holding the For the Love of Reading Challenge. Show us how much you love reading by logging your minutes and earning badges. Each badge you earn will grant you one entry into a prize drawing at the end of the challenge. Stop in and check out our teen bulletin board in the YA room. We have a monthly teen craft information about upcoming events like Teen Advisory Board, Dungeons and Dragons. The February craft is a no-sew pillow that you can make at the library or take home. The teen book club immerses themselves in literature and film classics such as Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. They will meet on March 15th at 3:30 for a discussion of the book followed by a showing of the film. Free refreshments. Stop by the front desk to reserve your copy of that today. Drop-in and take-home crafts are available the week of February 10th for children. This concludes reading this week's edition of Iroquois County Times-Republic. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your week.